criminal cases, while 14,677 were non-criminal cases, marking a 2.7% decrease from the 43,178 cases reported in 2024. Mr. Tulagi has noted that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of criminal GBV cases at 5,705, representing 22% of the national total, followed by Western Province with 3,541 cases, Copperbelt Province with 3,482, and Pilar Province with 3,357. He has added that Eastern Province reported 2,662 cases, Central Province 2,298, and Southern Province 1,758, while lower figures were recorded in Northwestern Province with 1,293, Muchinga Province with 1,235, and Northern Province with 752.
At the national level, Airport Division reported 158, while Tazara Division had the lowest number at 108. Women and girls continue to be disproportionately affected by gender-based violence. Of the 41,026 victims recorded in 2025, 32,448, representing 79%, were female, while 8,578, 21%, were male, showing that GBV is largely gender-based. A total of 10,105 children were also victims. Among these, 7,753 were criminal cases, including 5,837 girls and 1,916 boys.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research says the Cash Forward program is likely to benefit more households with authorities strengthened screening at the point of enrollment. A recent assessment report on the effectiveness of the Cash Forward program in Zambia estimates that about 32,300 people in beneficiary households have exited extreme poverty, highlighting the program's potential impact when effectively implemented. In an interview, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikora has explained that cases of double dipping have been reported, with some individuals registering for both the social cash transfer and the cash forward program. He has noted that tightening control during enrollment would reduce such overlap and promote fairness in the distribution of assistance.
So if we are able to isolate the point of enrollment, we will be able to achieve better results. It will be more efficient in the use of the public resources, and then it means that the money will go to the right kind of person than that we should help to remove out of poverty. But if the money went to a person who is already out of poverty, then there is no impact, because that person is already out of poverty. So there is no impact of the intention to remove people out of poverty. So if very well targeted, then you will be able to get a higher benefit, I think, than what was estimated.
Government says it has launched a crackdown on businesses using children for street vending, describing the practice as exploitation and child labor. Speaking to Hot FM News, Community Development and Social Services Minister Beryl Mwamba said that some traders give goods to young children to sell on the street, exposing them to abuse, accidents, and keeping them out of school. She has added that when children are rescued, the goods are confiscated to help identify and track down the adults behind the activity. Ms. Mwamba has warned that anyone found exploiting children will face arrest and prosecution under Zambia's laws that protect children from economic exploitation.
We are vividly where some people give goods to young children to go and sell on the street. When we get our children, we confiscate the goods that they have, and they help us track these traders who are in the habit of selling young children on the street.
The New Nation Party says it is concerning to see politicians defending individuals accused of corruption simply because they belong to the same political party. Party President Dr. Nevis Mumba says such actions signal a troubling decline in the country's identity as a Christian nation. He has stated that leaders cannot credibly claim to uphold Christian and principled values while at the same time siding with or shielding individuals accused of corrupt practices. In an interview, Dr. Mumba has emphasized that as long as the country identifies itself as a Christian nation, the fight against corruption must be pursued with greater seriousness, integrity and sincerity.
We cannot claim to have values, Christian values or principles, if at the same time we side and support the collapse. And as long as we call ourselves a Christian nation, we must address this issue of corruption in a more serious manner, that those corrupt amongst us must be identified and isolated. And I've seen a lot of us politicians supporting the corrupt just because they belong to our party. I think that is a degeneration of a Christian nation. And we encourage every Zambian to abandon corruption.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Civil Aviation Authority says the approval for the publication and introduction of the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill 2026 will enhance Zambia's competitiveness in the global aviation sector. The government recently approved the publication and introduction of the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill 2026, a move aimed at strengthening the country's aviation regulatory framework. Speaking to Hot of the News, ZCAA Director General Derek Luembe has described the development as long overdue, noting that the current legal framework has not been comprehensively updated since 2016. He has explained that the proposed amendment will help Zambia align its aviation laws with international standards and recommended practices set by the International Civil Aviation Organization.
The cabinet sees its fit that we update the regulations in accordance with the International Civil Aviation Organization standards and recommended practices. And this is what is happening with the amendments to the bill that the cabinet approved.
No, it is very good news for us.
As the entity delegated on behalf of the state to work with the International Civil Aviation Organization, it makes our job so much easier.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 10 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon, according to state media. The Iranian-backed militant group said in a statement that a senior Hezbollah official was among those killed. Israel's military said it is targeting sites that belong to the group in the Bekaa Valley, which is alleged that constituted a violation of the understanding between Israel and Lebanon. The BBC has more on other global stories.
U.S. military says it killed 3 people in a strike on a base in the eastern Pacific Ocean. A post on X says those killed were male narco terrorists who were engaged in narco trafficking. In September, the U.S. military has carried out more than 40 missile strikes on boats that were alleged to have been used for drug trafficking. Relatives of a 19-year-old Palestinian American man killed by a Jewish setter in the occupied West Bank have called for accountability over his killing. Nasrallah Abu Sayyam, who was born in Philadelphia, was shot dead in Ramallah on Wednesday. The family say he'd been attempting to prevent armed settlers from stealing goats belonging to Palestinians. A Venezuelan government official has said that 379 people will be freed from prison by Saturday morning after the National Assembly passed landmark legislation granting amnesty to hundreds of political prisoners.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
And in sports news, in Ghana FC will take on Cabo Warriors FC this afternoon in a week 21-6 of the MTN Super League at Nkana Stadium in Tukwe. The match, scheduled to kick off at 15 hours, is expected to draw significant attention as both sides look to strengthen their positions on the league table. Nkana will be aiming to capitalize on home advantage, while Capital Warriors will be seeking crucial points on the road. With the season entering a decisive phase, every point is vital.